One of the basic rights of a consumer is to be compensated for misrepresentation, shoddy goods, or unsatisfactory services. Making yourself heard when your consumer rights have been ignored or violated is important in helping others avoid a similar fate. The Consumer Protection Tribunal, the CPT, is one of several provisions of the Consumer Protection Amendment Act and is expected to significantly increase consumer confidence in the system of redress. Since its establishment over a year ago, consumers have been receiving more satisfactory redress for breaches of their rights. Chief Executive Officer at the Consumer Affairs Commission, the CAC, Dulcie Allen, says the tribunal is an effective medium, noting that due to its establishment, vendors and providers of goods have become more cooperative in settling grievances.
In terms of success of the tribunal, we have had three issues to date that we prepared for the tribunal, actually, but we never had a hearing. Just the serving of the document caused the persons to settle. They didn't want to come to the tribunal. So we know that it can work.
The CPT provides an alternative for aggrieved consumers to file claims in an easy, affordable, and timely manner rather than resorting to the courts, which could result in protracted delays and costs. Mrs. Allen explains that it is a quasi-judicial forum for persons who have issues and would have exhausted the CAC's mediation process. She further notes that when complaints are made to the CAC, investigations are carried out, but the agency's ability to settle consumer-related disputes is limited.
After we have gone through the usual mediation thing at the Consumer Affairs Commission, we have tried to broker some type of settlement, negotiate with the vendor, we're not reaching anywhere, and if we believe that we have a strong case, then we will advise or suggest to the consumer.
For a matter to reach the tribunal, a consumer must first file a complaint with the CAC. Mrs. Allen advises that once the consumer has identified a challenge, he or she must act quickly to have the matter resolved.
Go back to the person that you had dealt with initially and make your claim. If you're not reaching anywhere, then you ask for the manager. But you must have your receipt in order to make the claim. And you must have the item. And as long as the item was not damaged by you, and it's a situation where you just change your mind and you don't want the item anymore, but there's a legitimate defect, then you ought to be compensated.
If negotiations with the vendor prove unsuccessful, the consumer at such time may seek intervention from the CAC. The CAC will need full detail on the transaction and the item, how much was paid and the medium of payment. Then contact would be made with the vendor and dialogue and negotiations take place to see how best to resolve the matter.
Once a complaint has been filed, if it is in writing, we acknowledge within 24 hours. We pride ourselves on that. We have 10 working days in order to have the matter resolved. We keep you abreast of the developments as we have dialogue with the vendor. We keep you abreast of what is happening, so telephone calls and so on a regular basis.
Although the Consumer Affairs Commission is here to help you seek redress when your rights as a consumer have been infringed, remember, you too have a role to play. So, do your part by being vigilant and exercising awareness when making purchases.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. Use fewer lights in your Christmas decorations. Instead, use reflective material to spread the glow. Switch to LED Christmas lights and use less electricity. Turn off the lights if you're leaving the house and switch off the lighting display when you're closing your business for the day. Don't burn Christmas lights for more than 5 hours each day. Just turn them on after dark and don't leave them burning all night. Limit the lights and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.